Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Patty Clark, and she is the Community Relations Specialist with Midwest Energy and Communications, and we're going to be talking about school partnerships. Patty, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Midwest does a lot of different things for a lot of the schools in our area.
We do. We try to be a good community partner wherever we are, and a very important aspect of that is working with the schools to help make their job easier in any number of ways.
I know the teachers appreciate one of the grant programs called Strengthening Schools. Tell us a little bit about how that grant program works.
Well, we have some money through Wolverine, which is our power provider, and each year we make our grants available online about April 15th, and we keep that open until October 15th, so about 6 months for teachers or administrators or anybody connected to the schools to make an application up to $2,500. And then we actually put a panel together of three of our members, because we are a cooperative, so we're not for profit. We are member owned. If you take electric service, you're one of our customers.
Yes.
And we get three of those people to go through the grants, and they score them in a different rubric. And then we put them in a room, and they go through, and we basically give out $30,000 to schools in both our southeastern and southwestern territory. And so we just did that 2 weeks ago, and we'll be going around with kind of our little publisher's clearinghouse surprise paddy wagon with the, you know, the big check and,
right.
And the balloons, and we surprise the teachers in their classrooms, generally in December, and then the money we would award in January. Okay. So if you're a teacher out there, make sure you look for those applications online about the middle of April of next year.
Okay. And please share those pictures with us. We'd love to share them with our listeners on our Facebook page.
There's so many different things. Sometimes it's technology. Sometimes it is things like for a sensory room, wobble chairs. Sometimes it's murals, outdoor classrooms, beekeeping. It's really interesting to see the different things that the teachers are working on with their students.
There you go. Anything to expand and make educating more fun and more interactive with the kids. And, of course, you also have scholarships that are available for MEC customers. Who receives those, and how does that work?
Well, if you are receiving electric service from Midwest Energy and Communications, you're eligible to apply for one of four $1,000 scholarships available to people that are going to post-secondary. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a college. It can be a post-secondary career. Those applications will come online January 1st at teammidwest.com, and then we award those early in the year. And then we have another program also for Midwest customers for youth tour, and that is for sophomores and juniors who take our service. We will select two students to go to Washington, D.C. in June, and we pay for the entire experience for them. And we'll go to all the museums. We meet with their legislators. They go to a baseball game. We go to a play at the Kennedy Center. It's a really fascinating experience. But we link up with about 1,800 kids from electric co-ops all around the country.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way for those kids to get exposure to some new people and new experiences.
Well, and that's the thing that's great about both of those scholarships and the tour, is that it kind of opens it up to kids of all different kinds of backgrounds and interests and what they're, you know, wanting to do in their futures. So I appreciate that.
Well, it's interesting, because last year we went to the Library of Congress, and one of the kids, he just perked up and he said, "Oh my God, I love books." And of course, there's a lot of books.
You're loaded there.
But it's just neat to see what speaks to those students. At what point in the tour does something really grab hold of them?
Right, right. So tell me a little bit about, also, you have a great safety programs that MEC is a part of.
Very important. April is Safety Month, but we always are encouraging adults and students to be safe around electricity. And we have different age-appropriate demonstrations. We have some that are suitable for pre-K or kindergarten, some that are third grade. But we take our hotline demo trailer to fourth graders, and we'll go to fourth grade students, and we try to educate all of them in the county. So if you're a school district and you'd like us to come out and do that free demo, please call me or go to teammidwest.com.
There you go. So all kinds of things for our community and for our youth. Thanks so much, Patty. We appreciate you taking time out today to tell us a little bit about what's going on with Midwest Energy and Communication.
Thanks for having us.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.